This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
There's an update on the NFLPA story that we did yesterday. NFL Players Association Executive Director Lloyd Howe. In 2011, he was sued for sexual discrimination and retaliation while he was senior executive at Booz Allen, which sounds like a former bull, but isn't.
Get that, Joe!
I'm looking at Booz Allen's website.
Oh.
I've been on it for a little while, Lawrence.
Is Carlos Boozer on there?
No, but it's one of those websites and one of those companies where you can look at it for a while and still have no idea what they do.
New favorite segment, Booz Allen or Devlin McGregor? Which one is it?
He falsified his research so that our DU-90 could be approved and Devlin McGregor could give you Provasic.
The name of the firm? And the firm? Didn't Wilfred Brimley work there? I believe so. Passionate service. They do passionate service. They have collective ingenuity. I don't know what they do.
Here's your Abby, one day walking to the mailbox, anticipating the arrival of her red book, her sharper image catalog. What does she find instead? She finds heartache, Mitch. The death of love and trust. Imagine her one day opening that.
Go ahead, take a look.
Not just screwing, Mitch. The kind of intimate acts, oral and whatnot.
We build technology solutions using AI, cyber, and other cutting-edge technologies to advance and protect the nation. Thank God Booz Allen is here.
$7.5 billion net sales last year alone. The company's a monster.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have a lot to get done, but not a lot of time to do it. Along with talking about all sorts of things, because we both, actually three of the four of us, were at Wrigley Field today. So we all have got different types of stories. You know, those radio guys, they pop up at Wrigley Field. It makes people uncomfortable. We are also going to give away some tickets to see Sir Paul McCartney at the United Center November 25th. As a matter of fact, be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
Don't tell me what to say and what not to say, Paul McCartney.
I'm sick of you being so dark when I'm so impish and whimsical.
I feel like you should stay listening because we only got an hour and 15 minutes of show. That means that you have a really good chance of winning those Sir Paul McCartney tickets.
And that is the apotheosis of living rock and roll.
3 days in a row, huh?
Yeah!
All right.
Woo!
Alex is back from Wrigley Field. Tanny is back from Cottage. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. Yeah, they didn't like seeing you, huh? Radio guy over there at Wrigley Field. Me, they're used to seeing every now and again, but you, they're like, oh, must be a big day. Yeah. Lawrence Holmes is here.
I was getting the business a little bit. And that's okay.
It's a love language.
Everybody, you weren't down there, I was.
That's right, Alex.
But I was there.
Tell us all about it, Alex. Big day for you.
I was there. No, it was the second time, though. I mean,
oh, yeah. That's right.
I took the shot personally, but it's okay. It's...
That was the best part of me and Alex looking at each other like, we're right here.
You're standing right here, guys.
Uh-huh.
The question I get the most about you.
Sally gets getting Bigfooted here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a radio guy, so I understand.
I'm a radio guy, so can I ask another radio question?
No.
You have one left.
Oh, my God. That's Paul Sullivan saying, yeah, a lot of radio guys here. I mean, they'll bitch about us when we don't show up and then bitch about us when we show up.
I didn't even ask a question in the Jed press conference.
It's got a lot of stop talking hockey, talk more hockey, stop talking hockey vibes.
I did ask a question of Craig, but I waited until the people who were there every day got in a few questions before I asked my question.
I want to hear your question to Craig and the answer. We may not hear it till Monday because, as you said, we got a lot to do in a short amount of time.
There's a ton of stuff to do. And inside of that open... I'm glad that we did the NFLPA story, Spiegs. And look, 5 o'clock, we're going to let you hear from Jed Hoyer, by the way.
It
we just want to let you know that we don't have enough time to play it inside of this first segment, but there's a lot of meat on that bone. There's a lot of threads that you can pull on from Jed Hoyer. So 5 o'clock, you are going to hear from the president of baseball operations of the Cubs.
And one quick thing about the day, and we'll get to that as well. The hottest regular season ticket ever in the history of Wrigley Field.
There were over 41,000 people there. And when it's one of those things where if we're not doing the show from Wrigley, I'm like, all right, I won't use the media parking lot. I'll just find a spot on the street and then leave before the game starts.
I was there.
I was there. Ms. Speaks, I found a choice parking space.
Oh, that's the rarity.
Choice, right on the corner of Eddie and Racine.
Oh, man.
All right?
I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's choice.
How did Eddie feel about that?
You beat me to it.
I gave you a couple beats. So I had
you
it
really
for a little
did.
Bit.
You nodded. I saw that you were going there.
I told him to rebound.
Yeah, jump.
It is spelled the same way,
it really
by the way.
Is. It really is. I didn't realize Eddie Curry named after Eddie Street.
Or vice versa. See?
It's intriguing.
See? And so walking to the ballpark, man, the Red Sox fans were out in force.
Yeah, it was crazy. Today. We'll discuss the vibes of the day. And I think Crane Kenny said on the midday show, which you were also on.
Yes.
Lawrence was everywhere.
I jumped on.
Yeah, you did. And it's like,
I was there.
I had five on it. So
you did have five. So when you're there, does that mean that there's six on it? Like, how does that work?
Because they sometimes do three person five on it with Marshall and Layla and Grody.
Grody was there.
Who, by the way, just, I bleep you not. We did a Bears segment in five on it.
You gotta be bleeping me.
And as soon as Layla said Bears,
Mark Grody appeared.
He appeared. He walked past the broadcast booth and Layla was like, nah. We have to ask him about the Bears because it was like we summoned him.
So Grody was there?
So Grody was
Grody
there.
Grody was there. Everybody was there.
Everyone was there.
Except Tanny.
Tanny was not
I
there.
I was there.
I know. You weren't, Tanny.
And Tanny probably made the best choice. He like enjoyed his time.
I don't
and
know.
Came in here and
I think
did
he
his
feels
work.
Like he missed out.
Yeah, I would say did. I enjoyed it, yeah.
All right. Well, next time come with us. We'll have a good time there. You can talk to your guy PCA.
I do have some videotapes to return, so I don't know if I can do that.
So Crane Kenny said on the midday show that this was going to set a record today for regular season revenue. This day, this game.
I hope that revenue turns into them spending some money.
We'll get to Jed Hoyer.
Yeah, we will. Sorry.
At the top of the hour.
5 o'clock, you'll hear from Jed, and he's got
Come
some
on.
Thoughts on that.
Lawrence, stay on task.
Well, look, Lloyd Howe, I'm glad that we did the Lloyd Howe thing. That along, and we weren't first. You know, shout out to Pablo Torre. Shout out to our friends, Don Venata and Kalen Kaler. For really putting this out in the public. And then we got a hold of him and we were like, this seems stupid.
And then that man, it just kept getting exposed and exposed and exposed until the middle of the night when he resigns late at night. And then more stuff comes out today. And the stuff that came out today is like, oh yeah, by the way, the man is gone. He's already dead. But they found out that he charged the players union for two visits to strip clubs including a $738 car service that took him from the airport to one of the strip clubs. That's just like an extra thing along the way. This is not a good human to have representing you in union fights.
Hal had a driver wait outside Tootsie's Cabaret for 7 hours.
Wow.
While the NFLPA leader was inside the self-described world's largest strip club. He then was dropped off at his residence in Sunny Isles Beach around 6 a.m.
Honey, I'm home. I smell a little funny, but don't worry about that. Just a result of the car service, which took 7.5 hours to get me here.
Hal's price tag for the car service, which he charged to the union, wound up at $738.82.
Dude. It was an outing that incurred $2,400 in charges, including cash withdrawals from a club ATM. They used 2 VIP rooms. This dude, was he having sex in the champagne room? Was there no sex allowed?
There is no sex in.
That's what I heard.
See, this is amazing to me that they let this guy run their union and clearly did no vetting. It's outrageous, and I'm glad that he's gone. I'm glad that. Oh, and yeah, Speaks. That was the what I said was the first one. Then there was the second one. Then during 2025, the NFLPA summit in Atlanta. This is courtesy of the New York Post. Hal and the 2 union employees spent a night out at Magic City
Champagne Room.
And racked up charges of nearly $2,500, as you said.
Oh, it's a lot of chicken wings.
It is. And you know, anyone who spent any time in Atlanta will tell you, oh, well, you go for the cuisine. You know, it's a whole culture down here.
That's
where,
right.
where you get wings. That's where you go to get wings.
So, look, and that was the one I was talking about. My bad. But, yeah, it was written up on the expense report as player engagement event.
I bet.
Player engagement. You know what I mean?
To support and grow.
And grow.
Our union.
I bet.
Oh, I bet a union was grown. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they were there, but maybe they were.
I mean, so anyway. There's that story, and then we covered the second round draft picks wanting their money guaranteed, and 2 of the Bears' second round draft picks were in. And today we got the best news of all about Luther Burden III.
Everybody's in now. Well, second round picks.
Yeah, but he's in. And how much did he get guaranteed, Alex? You've been breathless.
100%.
He got 100% guaranteed money for his contract. Luther Burden III.
And so Adam Schefter had said, first time ever, the number 39 pick has gotten that. Like, all of the second round picks eventually in a couple years are probably going to end up fully guaranteed. Luther Burden is one of those data points in that arc heading towards that.
And it's one of the things that we brought up. The idea of this was a guy who was slated to be a first round pick. So I'm not surprised that he and his people would push for, you can guarantee all of this.
I just got to say, it's a good day to be hosting a show with Mr. Validation and myself, also Mr. Validation. Like, we are proud. Can you feel the pride emanating from the microphones?
We like to tell you what's going on.
Oh, man.
It's important. Yeah. And you know, us getting stuff right is important, too. Hopefully it means people will keep listening.
I've gotten a few things wrong through the years, but those are always forgotten. Thanks for not remembering that, everybody.
Yeah, no, you don't remember. Talk about those.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
The Alex. North remembers. The North remembers.
Gonna take the North. Never give it back.
Never give it back. What about the National League Central? What do you need to do to take that and never give it back? We are going to hear from Jed Hoyer. It was a really interesting press conference, and we condensed it down for you. There's a lot here for us to discuss, and we want you to be a part of the discussion. So don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes getting ready to talk a lot of Cubs here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars.
Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Hello, I got places to be.
You know what, Elise? I think the Chicago Cubs had the best All-Star break of any team. Now, you don't win many trophies for that, but Nico Hoerner gets engaged.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Nico.
I'm so psyched when I saw
Beyonce,
that.
Their families. Kyle Tucker in the All-Star game. Pete Crow Armstrong in the All-Star game and gets interviewed by GQ. What could be better? Nico down on strikes. Forever and ever.
So cute. Love this.
Nothing's colder than a summer in San Francisco. Congratulations, guys.
Just awesome.
Congratulations.
Highlights courtesy of Marquee. You had Alex and you had Elise on the call today. Lance was doing sidelines for the Cubs game today. Boog will be back next series, right?
Yeah. Yes, I think on Monday.
Because Boog is somewhere, and then Cliff was at MLB Network.
And tomorrow's a Fox game
with Adam Amin, who I believe is after the game going to be DJing somewhere.
Oh, let's go. I'll
check to find out where to let people know.
This is a weekend in our city, people.
Yeah, it is. It's an absolute weekend. And if you're driving home from Wrigley or you're just driving to your next stop after the game today, welcome. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. He's Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We got you until 6 o'clock.
It's the trade deadline very soon after the All-Star break here now. And a lot of teams are in some really interesting spots. The Cubs are one, obviously, as a buyer. The Red Sox are in a fascinating spot where they might buy after winning 10 in a row, but they also might do a little selling and live in that netherworld, that middle, that thread-the-needle space that so many smart GMs dream of being able to live, where you can add prospects while you're also adding big leaguers and stay good for a while. Like, it's a really interesting moment in a lot of these teams' life cycles, and the Cubs' principal among them. A lot on the table for Jed to discuss.
Yes, there is. We appreciate you listening to Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score, the Odyssey app, and the iHeartRadio app. This was Jed earlier today. This was him discussing all of these things, and we're going to kind of play along, start and stop this. of things that are interest or of note to us, and we want you to kind of play along too. It begins with the idea of not busting up chemistry on a good team.
Those are always concerns, you know, making trades that change things up. I mean, I think you realize that, you know, there's a, it's the right word, but like you think about if you're changing up the mix with your team, you know, was there 55 or so games after the deadline, you know, you're trying to figure out what, you know, positions do we need to improve? What areas do we need to add depth to? Are there impact players? But ultimately, like, you know, the most important thing is still going to be the group we have out there. We're not overhauling that group. It's about this group right here. And, you know, we're going to try to supplement that group as much as possible. Could there be deals that, you know, upset things? I think it's unlikely because I think, like I said, we want to supplement this group, add depth to it, add talent to it, and, you know, keep things moving the way they are.
You mentioned playoff odds dose before, you know, just referencing them. You have your own, I guess, right? But externally, it's like 95% to make the playoffs. So do the moves have to be assured of moving that percentage up enough that it's worth it? You know, giving up a prospect or whatever?
I mean, ultimately, it's just about, you know, our goal is to win as many games as possible. I think that, like, that's the focus. I can't, you know, we're not going to actually play a lot of the teams the rest of the way that are in that mix, right? So to me, it's just like, how do we focus on the Cubs winning as many games as possible? Of course, you look at playoff odds, they're there, but ultimately, like, we know those things change quickly based on tonight's game, tomorrow's game, and so you try to, I always say this, I try to focus on our team, how are we playing, how do we need to improve? Ultimately, I think that's the most important thing. You look at those odds, but again, you realize that there's some day-to-day fluctuation in there, and let's just focus on how do we, like I said, supplement this team, make this team better, and hopefully keep what we have going the same direction.
All right, so there's not necessarily anything that jumps out at me, but let me ask, because you were there and Alex Kuhn is there. Jed sounds comfortable.
I was there.
Jed sounds really comfortable.
He looked comfortable.
That's what I want to know from the body language. Because Jed, in a contract year, has gotten progressively more and more confident and comfortable to me.
Looked like a fresh fade. Shirt was nice and crisp. And he looked like, you know, he was very, very comfortable. So I'm talking to a couple national guys that were in the building a little earlier before he sat down with the rest of us.
I mean, it's a good moment for Jed because his team is good. This is working. And meanwhile, here are the Red Sox. His best buddy, Theo, owns the other team.
His good buddy, Craig Breslow, is running that team.
So he's like, hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to my house. Yeah, we're good. We're 18 games over 500. How you doing?
Remember when I made that trade for Michael Bush?
Yeah.
He's second in the National League in OPS.
He's leading off today. I got the best manager in the game, and he's got Michael Bush leading off. How you doing?
Remember when I made that trade for Pete Crow Armstrong? Remember that? Remember when I made that trade for Kyle Tucker?
Uh-huh. Remember when I signed Matthew Boyd? Yeah, it's working out pretty good.
Things are going really well for Jed right now.
Just a vibe check from you guys that were there.
We were there.
All right, we can carry on.
When are the phones starting to ring?
They are now. I mean, it's just like it's going to be, you know, it'll pick up as we go. But I always caution you guys that, yes, there'll be some deals, but the expectation always is that things happen the last couple of days. This is the nature of a deadline.
People wondering, like, who you might trade from your prospect base. Is 16 a roadmap? We talked about high playoff odds, and you still traded your top prospect because you thought it was that important.
I mean, really, it just all depends on the return, honestly. Always, like, no one's untouchable, but at the same time, like, we have a lot of really good prospects, and you have to feel like you're getting commensurate value, so it really just depends on what's available.
Yeah, I guess I was asking about untouchable, but you just answered that. Yeah.
What about players currently on the major league roster? Are you willing to move?
Hard to say. I mean, I think that, like, you know, I do think that this is not an answer to your question, so don't connect it. But I do think this is a year where there may be some creativity, you know, because there's not a ton of obvious sellers, and we've talked about that. It could be a little bit of a strange market that way, and so I do think that you try to think about things creatively as you think about different teams, because, you know, some deadlines it's very obvious. Okay, here are the 6 to 8 clear sellers, and they have a bunch of players that are available. And this year it feels like it may be a little bit of a different year, and
I mean, that's one of the fun parts of this job, right? Is the, you kind of have to alter your playbook. You kind of have to think about things differently. And this may be a little bit different year, just given the nature of the buyers and sellers.
So I thought that was really interesting, Speaks, and I wanted to run it by you because I'm not advocating for them to trade this player. I just think that if you're looking to be creative and you're looking to free up space for other bats that you want to bring in and maybe be able to move the DH spot around your lineup. Not that Craig hasn't done it. He's been able to find DH opportunities for Kyle Tucker and whomever. Is Ian Happ one of those players that you go, well, you know, that could be, he's under a contract that's pretty good if you want to trade for a very quality major league player that's going to play Gold Glove outfield for you.
It's really interesting name and time to bring him up. Just got demoted from the leadoff spot, and they sat him for a night on Friday that last weekend in Yankee Stadium, and Bush led off again today, walked, scored on the Seiya home run.
By the way, Craig said today, too, that he's gonna keep playing around with the leadoff spot, that no one necessarily has it, but they'll play matchups, and they'll figure out from day to day who their leadoff guy is going to be.
I think that's leadoff Nico against lefties, as he did
right
on the Saturday game. So, yeah, very interesting. Ian Happ has $19 million on his contract next year. They have other people who could play outfield. Some in the minors. Seiya can play some left field.
Correct.
Kyle Tucker could play some left field if they were to bring up, say, an Owen Casey or a Kevin Alcantara or something like that. And then depending on what they traded for. Yeah, it's interesting. And I brought up the Red Sox. They're in kind of a same situation with Jaron Duran, their left fielder who made a great catch today out there in left field and a not-so-good throw a little bit after that. But they might trade him, even though they are probably buyers. They might trade Jaron Duran. So that's the creativity that Jed's talking about.
Let's hear more from Jed.
You sit down with your other people and you talk about envisioning the playoffs and possibly World Series. When you're looking at other players, do you say to yourself, or does some of your people say, well, can you envision this guy being on the mound in game 1, 6, 7 of the World Series? Does that come into the thinking mix of making a deal or not?
Not really. I mean, I think that I know what you're saying, but we also had C.J. Edwards and Mike Montgomery in pitched the last inning in 16. I was not going to lie; I didn't expect that when we traded for Mike at the deadline in 16. So, I think I know what you're saying, but no. Yeah, but I don't really think about that. Yeah.
Along those lines, is it also different because we're mostly asking starters, if they're not, Tarek Skubal, to go two times through? It's as much getting those 27 outs more than, oh, we got to have that game two starter.
Yeah, it's a different. It is different now when you look at the way playoff games are played, and even I look at, I use a team like Detroit last year. I mean, they were running bullpen games constantly in the second half. Other than Skubal, they're doing that all the time. They traded their second best starter last year at the deadline, right? So, I do think that is the nature of the game now. Is it's not so much. It'd be great if you have a starter go seven in game one or two, but ultimately, like, the focus is not to be Craig, but this outgetters. Yeah.
There's always a level of risk when it comes to making deals because of the way you guys play first, seeing what's behind you.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question because I do think that with a deadline, we've all seen, Paredes is a good example. Now, I would argue that if you look at his home road splits last year, he was awesome on the road for us last year and not quite as much here. But I think that sometimes, again, it's like, call it 55 games after that you have. That's a small sample, and you think about, you can have a really good player that has a pretty mediocre 55 games, and you can have a player that just had a mediocre first half that now turns it on. And so I do think that that's the part of the deadline that, I always use the 21 Braves as the example. I mean, they basically went regression shopping. They got Eddie Rosario, they got Jorge Soler, they got Jock Peterson from us, and they won the World Series. And all those guys were really struggling in the first half. So, to me, the question is, this more about, like, 2 months is a small amount of time. And so sometimes a guy that didn't have a great first year doesn't mean he's not a good player. It just means he
you know, maybe he's due for, you know, to regress to the mean.
But is that mostly a guessing game on your part? I know you.
I mean, you try to make nothing a guessing game, but certainly it's something that you have to factor in, and you try to look under the hood and see if there are, you know, reasons for optimism. Is this a guy we can tweak something with? Has he been unlucky? All those different things, you know.
So it interesting, he's talking about picking up major leaguers that maybe they can do a little something with. It should be said, Ian App has a full no trade clause, and having invested in the coffee and a partial investor in Obvious Shirts, that could be a very tough sell.
Feels like a White Sox salary dump, you know?
You just move him across the street.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could keep everything he's got going. Sox get a good player.
For Talkman, maybe?
Yeah. You trade him for four Talkman.
Or Luis Robert?
That's crazy.
Would you rather have Jaron Duran to play center field if you're a contender, or Luis Robert? Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
I mean, I feel like the White Sox, you know, slap was unnecessary there, Speak.
Oh, but you
we're
know.
We're doing a Cubs segment right now.
Did I do that?
I thought
we were about good vibes.
I feel like we were trying to do like a segment where we were talking like fairly positively about what was going on with the Cubs. There really was no need to take a shot at the White Sox. Did you feel that? Because
I'm the one who brought it up. But Lawrence, I don't want to hear it from you. You were on Team WCUB the other day, so we can't just be, you know,
and
fence riding here. All right.
How about today? You think Bernie Mac would have ever been caught dead up there in the dugout talking to Craig Counsell today? Think he would have done that?
Some binge.
I think he would have, and I think he has been.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
He was over there, and they blamed him for things went bad because he said, root for the champs.
I don't want your commitment to making me be the bad guy to break up our segment here, okay?
I mean, when it comes to the White Sox, just had to shove the knife in and turn it, huh? All right.
I mean, the knife was already in, to be fair.
Yeah, Jerry put it there.
I mean, Ian Happ to the Sox. Who says no besides the guy with the no trade clause?
Except for Ian. He's like, no, I'll retire first.
Okay, that answers the question.
Before you send me over there.
The answer is Ian Happ. That's who says no. Asked and answered. Thank you very much. We got more, Jed?
Jed, I just want to be clear. We'll circle back to the one position you probably can upgrade. The next couple weeks, are you discussing third base a lot internally in terms of can we?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, certainly, like I said, he's played great defense for us. But, you know, I think that's a position. And then obviously just like thinking about the position playing group and just ensuring it, you know, adding depth is something we'll look at as well. You know, we're not going to completely turn over the 26-man roster, but thinking about how we can just potentially like get deeper and potentially, you know, ensure some areas of the roster make sense.
What's the ratio of calls and texts, do you think?
More calls. I'm old, man. I'm a call person. Yeah. You can't finalize a deal on text. You can go, you can like...
But you can explore on text.
Oh, yeah, you can, yes. Yeah, I think that, yes. I mean, there's still a lot of texting involved, but I feel like you end up on the phone at the end.
Don't you hear the comfort?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a stressed out president of baseball operations that you were listening to.
He's in a good spot, but they got to make some moves, man. They got to make some moves. They chose not to jump the market, and now here they are. They got to, I mean, Matt Shaw played today, and he singled up the middle at one point. And did you see he made like the little dance move to the dugout, but it was really half-hearted because it was kind of a weak single. And I was like, I got a hit.
Yay me.
Yeah, I didn't start the last few games in New York, but I got a hit today.
Yay me.
So they got to go get a third baseman, and I think that they will.
A lot of people would actually, to stay on Matt Shaw just for a second, a lot of people would ask Craig about that too, about like the patience with Matt Shaw, and he said they'll keep working on Matt, and thinks that a player sometimes needs a break, and practicing stuff in the cage can feel different once you're in the game. He's like, look, you think you got something, and then that second pitch of an at bat happens, and then you're all screwed up again. He said this. I wrote this down. Results of the game fly at players so fast. Sometimes it's intoxicating, and sometimes it hurts.
Damn, that's a good cut and a good thought right there. I'll say this. If and when they acquire a third baseman, the decision is going to be to either send Matt Shaw down or DFA Justin Turner.
Or Bruhan.
Or Bruhan and let Shaw stay and back up all over the place, maybe? Or both of those things if they had two players? I don't think Vidal Bruhan has a spot on a contending roster.
That was another striking thing. Alex, did you notice that Justin Turner, clean shaven today?
Whoa! Whoa! That's a vibe. That's a vibe reset attempt, is it not?
I was there.
You wouldn't know that unless you were there. That's tremendous.
I was there.
All right,
trading him to the Yankees for Aaron Judge, maybe?
He's getting that facial hair in order. But they don't even have that rule anymore, so you don't even have to do that. You can keep your weird beard.
It's the best guy in our room. Is Walt Frazier on the Yankees now?
Yes.
That's just trash.
Exactly. Anything else from Jed that we ought to hear?
Yeah, just kind of something fun and funny. Like, towards the end, it kind of became, ha-ha and chuckles time when you were talking to Jed about things.
Dugout became the chuckle hut.
It was fun. It was really fun to
kind of... I was there.
And here was one of the things that they talked about with Jed. It was about etiquette. It was about baseball etiquette and what you do if a team is kind of falling out of the race, but they kind of think they're still in it, and whether or not you can reach out to them.
Yeah, the one that's always hard is the not at the deadline, but it's always the guy gets hurt, you know, like the ambulance chasing. That's always that call is the one that you're like, you just kind of got to acknowledge it, but.
That's hilarious. So an important player gets hurt, like, oh yeah, they're probably toast, right? It's like, hey, how you doing?
What's up, man? What's up, man?
Hey, I noticed your team took a big hit. That must be tough for you. You want to talk about some other stuff?
Are there some people that you would like to send our way, players that aren't, hurt and not going to play for the rest of the season?
Oh, the
we could take them
chasing.
off your hands for you if you wanted to.
See, but it's like, it's a weird thing. Even right now, like, are the Red Sox definitive buyers? Are they definitive sellers?
Maybe the Cubs can help them determine that this weekend.
They might, but it's crazy to think of 3 days impacting an entire perspective like that.
But 10 days did.
Yeah.
With the Red Sox, 10 days did. What if you come out here and get your ass whipped?
They didn't look great today logistically on some stuff early on. Let a pop fly drop. And then did you see Giolito get freaked out by PCA and turn around to try to throw a pickoff and nobody was covering the base? Like, the shortstop was 10 feet behind second base.
And you have a horrendous base running decision made that turned into a double play because PCA was playing heads up ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Was
Lucas Giolito, worst pitcher in baseball.
For the
That's
first
right,
inning.
Stephen B. Smith.
Yeah.
He was.
Abraham Toro was caught way off of second base.
He was three quarters of the way to third, and I don't understand why. Because if the ball drops, the worst case scenario is bases loaded. And now you've got doubled off,
dude,
and now the whole thing dies.
That was first and second, nobody out, with 2-3-4 coming up.
Yep.
That is a fail.
Real quick, because someone asked about this, and we didn't make mention of it, there were some updates on the injured guys. Assad is going to make a start next Thursday.
Wow.
Amaya is taking live at-bats, but expect August for him on the oblique. Tyon is just starting to ramp things back up. They called it good throwing intensity, but I would imagine September, if you're really with that calf injury, I would imagine September is the thing. And Hodge is doing well. He's going to be back to doing stuff in Iowa. And what they're hoping with Ty, let me go back to Tyon real quick. What they're hoping is that he'll do a bullpen after he throws off of a mound. And hopefully next road trip, they'll take a closer look at him.
So this is where we are. It might be Assad before it's Tyon. That's crazy. Sunday is a TBD in terms of the probable pitchers for the Cubs against, who's this guy? Garrett Crochet.
He's really good.
Heard about him. So that's a TBD for
you
the
could
Cubs.
Pitch Boyd, right?
You could pitch Boyd. You could bullpen game it. You could rejigger things once you have traded for a pitcher before then.
You can get jiggy with it if you wanted to,
mm-hmm.
if that's the type of thing you want to.
It is the summertime.
By the way, very nice.
Thank you.
One of the guys that's usually on our show is saying some stuff that we're like, wait, have we moved ahead too far in time? we need to explore some things that Jalen Johnson said, because I needed to look at a calendar real quick. We'll explain next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Jalen Johnson on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
What do you feel comfortable telling us about what it was like for you to learn that the coach had been dismissed and your name being linked with being one of the key tail signs that something was wrong inside the locker room?
At the end of the day, honestly, I don't really give a damn. At some point, enough is enough.
That was Jalen Johnson with us last season, and he got what he wanted. He had actually name-checked Ben Johnson, too, as a guy that he thought would be on the list for the Bears to add as a head coaching prospect, and they did. They got him. They have Dennis Allen, which I think makes it really interesting for Jalen to be out there, because he's going to get an opportunity to tail the best receiver. He's going to be put on an island sometimes because of some of the stuff that Dennis Allen does. I think it ends up working out for both of their corners, because I think both of their corners have really good coverage skills. But when I saw the headlines about Jalen now starting to look around and seeing some of the money that is being thrown around, that he kind of is starting to look for another bite at the apple.
Yeah, you know, I just saw the headlines too, and we're going to play the audio for you here in a second, but it's like, it's such a relationship that we and the listeners have had with Jalen Johnson, because he's been on this time slot, what, 3 years? Is it 4 years? I think it's three, right? It's a lot of years with Jalen Johnson. And he talked about wanting to get paid here with us and talked about the desire, and it was easy to take in as a fan because you knew how good he was.
Though the numbers didn't bear it, like the numbers that we often talk about with corners, like the interception numbers, like we all knew that he wasn't getting thrown at, and that spoke to how good he was. That he wasn't getting thrown at. So if you're not getting thrown at,
yes,
it wouldn't give you the opportunity to get all the interceptions that other corners have.
Right. We had the ability to like look at the games and talk about it in the context. And because you got to hear from him 20, 30 minutes a week, being awesome and cool and interesting as he is, it made the way that he talked about the money like so sensible and like humane. And we know how brutal this game can be and how hard he worked to get there. So when he got paid, it was a celebration, straight up celebration, last March of 2024.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at the calendar, because I'm like, that was before last season, wasn't it? That the new paper got done,
March,
and the guarantees went in and all of that stuff. I had to remind myself of that after I heard Jalen on the Eisen show with Seth Rollins, by the way, filling in.
Yeah, it's a new trend. All the radio trades are writing about it. We have a wrestler fill in when the hosts are on vacation. So working on some ideas for you guys.
Randy Orton's coming in, guys.
There we go. Week. All right.
Yeah, George the Animal Steel and Mully on Monday.
Diamond Dallas Page has been in these studios. Get him in here.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka is doing Inside the Clubhouse.
That's going to be a really difficult, difficult thing for him to do inside the clubhouse.
All right. Sergeant Slaughter's doing Hit and Run on Sunday morning.
Yep.
That's going to be tough, too.
I'm just saying, you know, keep going.
What? All my references are dead? Is that what you're saying?
Here's the thing.
Sergeant Slaughter turning heel on Bruce in the middle of a segment.
Who could have seen that going?
Bruce whacks him over the head with a chair.
Bruce going to be ready for him. He's going to have a little bit of powder like Mr. Fuji. Get him off track and then do his thing. But yeah, Seth Rollins filled in for Rich Eisen. Seth freaking Rollins, who's a huge Bears fan, filled in. And this exchange
friend
is
of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
That's right.
This exchange is interesting to me because sometimes when you see some of these quotes, you're like, oh, that feels like a setup question that the athlete had to answer. I don't know if I feel that way about this one.
The one, the only, number one, in my opinion, the best lockdown cornerback in the NFL from the Chicago Bears, the future Super Bowl champions. We got a possible defensive player of the year right here in front of us, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Jalen freaking Johnson.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go with the energy.
Yes. I
love it.
Now, I don't know if you can tell, Jalen, by my intro, I am very excited to have you on this show. I am hyped. I am a Bears fan through and through. You just signed an extension with the Bears. You are going to be here for a minute. I am hyped about that. Hyped for you that you got paid. Where you at? What you doing? How you feeling in the offseason, man?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm out in Vegas. It's my first full offseason out here in Vegas. Bought a house out here. Moved my family out here. So it's going really good. I'm just looking forward to it. And then, too, just really just seeing a lot of the other corners getting paid. I almost feel like We might have another discussion coming up here soon, man. The market is moving. The market is moving. So, I mean, as long as I just keep being myself, keep playing at a high level, definitely going to have to be some more conversations coming up soon and really keep it long term. So I'm looking forward to that. But, I mean, definitely happy for what's going on right now.
Wait a minute. That's two references in the first answer about seeing the market and might have to be some conversations coming up soon. Now, I will say that Seth Rollins said, I was happy when you got paid, expressing what you and I had just talked about.
Yeah.
So was that enough to trigger Jalen? I guess
apparently,
so.
Because Seth was looking at it as, man, I'm so happy that the Bears signed you last. Right. And he said,
yes,
last year,
yeah.
Man, you're going to be here for a long time. I'm so excited about it. And then Jalen's like, we might have to talk to some people about what my deal is because the market has changed.
Oh, God.
I feel like, look, I'm pro player, remember?
Yes, you are.
I'm all for players getting their money. This feels a little early.
Jalen Johnson signed a 4-year deal last year. He is 14th in terms of total value of contract among cornerbacks. So he's 14th. Is he looking at average salary? He's 13th in average salary at 19 mil because, you know, Sauce Gardner is way up there at number one. Derek Stingley Jr. is there at number two.
Sauce.
Yeah, those guys both hit 30 mil. Before that, it was J.C. Horn at 25, Patrick Surtain the second at 24. So, in terms of guarantee at sign, Jalen Johnson has the fifth most guaranteed money when he was signed. It's still a pretty damn good deal. Yes, other corners have signed and they've raised the market. Yes, but it's a little early to be mentioning it.
It feels like it's a good deal for everyone. Like, that is a good deal for Jalen and it's a good deal for the Bears. And remember at the time, we were like, that Ryan Poles has to do this for Jalen Johnson. Not only are you paying for past performance, but you're paying for what you expect is really solid future performance from him. Maybe he was just kidding around. It doesn't seem like it.
Lawrence, it seems like that's the kind of stuff that motivates him. And it certainly motivated him in his first deal. And then he came back and played really well. And we all celebrated that he played like highly motivated in year one of the contract. Maybe this is part of how he does it.
Maybe. And next season, I think, is a good opportunity for him to, if there is some sort of conversation that has to happen, if they want to add a year onto his deal or something weird like that so they can up some of the dollars, okay. It just seems like this offseason seems a little premature.
So is it just an innocuous little thing?
But maybe.
Now that it's been aggregated a bit and it's out there, that means he's going to get asked about it.
Yeah, like, he'll be ready for it, I think.
Well, he always is. He's great at talking and contextualizing. But now this is going to be a thing? I mean, he's created a thing that is now going to be a thing. Right?
Yes.
Because I didn't want to really... It shouldn't be a thing.
Yes.
That's what's annoying. I
had no clue this was a thing.
I know. Kyle, I think we... Are we also making it a thing? Are we guilty of a role in making his thing now be a thing?
It would be different if we took a quote and then didn't try to find the actual sound and context for it.
Yeah.
Had it been Seth Rollins being like, hey, that deal's getting old.
Right.
That's not what happened. Literally an intro. It was just an intro by Seth Rollins and Jay was like, hey, by the way, remember how you said that I got that contract extension next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, some other people have gotten some contract extensions too. And so we might have to have some speaks with some people soon.
Oh, man. I've been alerted that George the Animal Steel is dead, so he's not available.
Along with most of the people I think you mentioned.
Yes.
Sergeant Slaughter's alive.
Did you name dead wrestlers on purpose?
No,
I didn't. It's not hard to do, though.
Lawrence, Superfly Snuka, you said he won't be on Inside the Clubhouse. He's not inside of a prison, right? Or has he passed away?
Well, there were both of those things that were in play for Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Bad stuff towards the end.
Yeah, I hate hearing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be fair, Bruce's normal co-host, David Haw, has never been to prison, as far as I know.
In the past 6 months.
So he's more qualified to host than Jimmy Superfly Snuka in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways.
He's always listening.
He really is.
Hey, oh, look. And look.
Oh, it's gone. The poster is gone. Noah Esengwe is no longer being dunked on in our studios here. Somebody took it down.
Mr. David.
He might not cop to that. I don't know.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will, like he did yesterday.
Eventually.
Totally cop to it. Said it wasn't his thought, wasn't his baby, but he's the one who posted it. That sort of thing. Speaks went on a trip to Elkhart, Indiana, and then he drove to Goshen, Indiana.
It's true.
And then he got us gifts.
Facts.
And one of the gifts are Topps football cards. For me, it's 1990. And for Tanny, it's 1989. We're going to open up the cards and talk about it next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, you know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
They interviewed Sparky Anderson, and he says,
No matter what the outcome of this game is, my starting pitcher is going to the Hall of Fame. And I said, no matter what the outcome of this game is, I'm going to the Elliott Lounge.
The Elliott Lounge, a pretty famous Boston bar that Bill Spaceman Lee frequented. Lawrence, Bill Lee, the former Red Sox and Expos pitcher, was at Fenway today. He's in town for this series. Tomorrow at 11:30 a.m., there's a screening of the movie Ephus over at the Music Box. Bill Lee has a part in it. And after the movie...
So he was at Wrigley today.
What did I say, Fenway?
Yes.
Damn it.
All right, I wanted to be like... I'm glad he wasn't just walking around Fenway all yucky way.
Damn it.
That's a big Zoom screen to be looking at, Bill Lee.
He's in town, Spiegel. You bastard! You idiot! So he's in town and at the Music Box. He'll be there after the movie tomorrow, which starts at 11:30. Tickets available at the Music Box. I'll be hosting a Q&A with Bill Lee. And with Nate Fisher, one of the stars and writers of the movie Ephus. But I get to talk to Bill Lee tomorrow, and you get to meet him if you come out to the Music Box. I cannot freaking wait.
Can we open these cards now?
It is time for the opening of the gifts.
Okay, I'm going to try to be careful.
Alex got his gift already. Remind the audience, he is Flo Rida man. He loves Flo Rida, so he's got a mug that says Flo Rida.
He's a big... Oh, it says Flo Rida.
It says Flo Rida.
Yeah. Flo Rida.
That's the mug. It says it 7 to 8 times.
All right, Tandy, you want to alternate?
Sure, yeah. This is peak All-Star break, by the way, which is sad because they've already played a game. They're already back. So yeah.
The gum doesn't have a smell anymore.
Get the sound effect. I've got 1991 Topps football, 16 picture cards.
So I'm looking at the 1990 NFL stats to see who you get. And Lawrence has the 1990.
Ooh, I just got a peek at one. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Well, Jimbo Covert is in my pile here.
Come
love
on.
That.
Let's go. All right.
All right. I got the 1,000-yard card. You ready for it?
Yeah. Is it a rusher or a receiver?
It's a receiver.
Okay.
It's Ricky Sanders.
Oh, okay. So of the Washington football team?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just going to say football team. At this point.
All right, so I got myself a Ricky Sanders.
Nice, Tanny.
Wow, I've got frequent Santana collaborator Rob Thomas. Oh, it's not the same Rob Thomas. This is wide receiver from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Make it real or else forget about it.
I'm surprised they gave him a football card.
I'm
but
not.
Whatever, Tops, do your thing. Lawrence?
I got a Bruce Smith.
Oh, you know what?
That's good.
I did just an idea. Let's set up your Bruce Smith to go up against Tanny's Jimbo Covert. And let's watch some football, mister. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Tanny, got one you like?
I've got an all-pro here.
An all-pro? You got a pro bowler?
Pro bowler. Bill's running back. Thurman Thomas.
Oh, I loved Thurman Thomas. I think of him often. I really do. His little steps, his very unique gait as a running back, I loved his style.
I have Rich Camarillo. Oh. Let's go.
You got a punter.
He led in punting average in 1989 and earned his second career Pro Bowl berth.
Dude, it's a disappointment when you get a punter's card in your football cards.
So it says I'm supposed to get a glossy card in here, but this Thurman Thomas doesn't seem very glossy.
Mine is pretty glossy.
Okay,
the Ricky Sanders card
good
is glossy.
I've got, this is a pretty good one. Giants radio analyst and Giant great, Carl Banks.
Oh, Carl Banks, yeah. An underrated great linebacker on those teams. Lawrence Taylor and Harry Carson got all the love, but Carl Banks was great.
Ooh, I got a draft pick card.
Ooh.
Of Dexter Carter.
Oh, Dexter Carter, the corner, right? Dexter Carter?
No, the running back.
Oh, the running back, Dexter Carter.
Dexter is a shifty, speedy runner.
He really is.
He follows his blocks extremely well and hits the holes quickly.
It's not going to be a great career.
He compiled 3,260 all-purpose yards at Florida State.
Outstanding.
Oh, I found my glossy. The problem is it was so glossy it stuck to the card in the pile that it was stuck to. 1,000-yard receiver. This is the most 90s 1,000-yard receiver you can think of. Not like the most prolific, but Speeds, you got to guess who could it be?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks for playing.
Jerry Rice?
Haywood Jeffries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Haywood Jeff Fires. Pronounced Haywood Jeff Fires. Outstanding.
All right. So, Tanny, I think this puts my stack over the top.
Hang on. This is like a Bernstein Bears situation here. I did not know who was actually Jeff Fires. We just called him Haywood Jeffries.
No, it is Jeffries.
It is?
It's just pronounced Jeff Fires.
Oh, but it's spelled Jeff Fires also.
I know. That's what I mean. It's pronounced Jeffries, but it's always the joke that it was should be pronounced Jeff
Fires. I thought I was
Jeff
saying
Fires.
It wrong the whole,
no,
my whole
no,
life.
No, you've been right.
These next two cards, I think, put me over the top.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you're probably right because I don't have too many winners here.
All right, these are
Joe Montana.
Oh, well, my God.
There
dude.
You go.
You got Joe Montana.
Go Irish.
And Bruce Smith. That's an all-timer.
Hold on.
Yeah.
The next one.
Jerry Rice.
Jeff Jaeger.
Chicago Bears.
Go Bears.
You got Bears. You got a kicker and a punter. I'm sorry. I'll go back to Goshen and get you another pack.
Oh, this is the pack that I wanted.
You're happy you're getting?
Oh, check this one out. James Hasty. Let's go. Man, we are living. And this is clearly the card that the gum was stuck to.
What color is the gum?
Oh, yeah. Where's the gum?
Yeah,
the gum is some sort of pink orange with a little bit of white.
Alex, congratulations. This is your first Friday after the All-Star break as the new executive producer. And as is tradition, you have to eat the gum from the 1990 NFL.
Nah, man.
Disclaimer, no, you don't have to eat the gum.
So I don't get the cards, but I do get the gum.
The honesty lawyer would not want you to eat the gum.
You have to eat the gum.
I will not be a party to the murder of Alex Kuhn.
You've got to do it. All right. You want to fit in or not, buddy?
Before we wrap up here, I got to show love to the centers. I got Jim Sweeney of the Jets. I got a center. So that's it. All right.
That's a wrap.
Oh, I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah, this is great.
This shows you just how disgusting the gum is. I mean, I know it's been 35 years, but the back of the James Hasty card is ruined.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
You can read nothing.
You can't see anything in that section.
I'll put it up for the people so they can see that they can't see a damn thing.
Alex, $20 to eat the gum. $20.
Look at that line. Here's the demarcation
$20.
Line.
Yeah, right here. $20.
I think I'm that cheap.
Alex, $40. $40.
That's not going to cover your copay. Do not do that. You got to hold out.
Lawrence, chip in. Come on, man. We're teammates here.
I'm not doing that.
Come on.
That thing will be in his colon for forever. And we don't want that.
No, we really don't want that. We don't want to abuse your colon. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks to Alex, who was there. Tanny, who wasn't there.
That's right.
My partner, Matt Spiegel, who was there.
I was there.
I was also there. And we're telling you, thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will try to repay the favor on Monday, starting at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Go enjoy the city beautiful. We'll see you, too, Monday on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.